ओम शांति, ओम शांति। गुड मॉर्निंग। संडेज मॉर्निंग इज अ स्पेशल मॉर्निंग। एवरी डे इज अ स्पेशल। व्हाई संडे इज अ स्पेशल? Baba is giving us every day, reminding us to become part of the Sun Dynasty. And in order to be worthy to go in Sun Dynasty, what we have to keep in mind? Sun Dynasty, but not only Sun Dynasty, because Sun Dynasty continues for 8 generations. Krishna Janama Ashtami means Sri Krishna's or Narayan's kingdom or the clan continues for 8 generations. Which is called Lakshmi Narayan's kingdom or Sun Dynasty. And Ram Navami, ninth means ninth generation. It means Brahma's ninth generation or Narayan's ninth generation. Is not Narayan but Ram. And that is called Moon Dynasty. So though our aim and object is there from becoming from human being into a deity, Lakshmi Narayan are also Lakshmi, they are divine being deities. And Ram and Sita are also called deities. But the power in the sun, the moon receives the power from the sun, light from the sun. And in order to become the Sun Dynasty, do we have to become the child of Narayan? Or we need to become sons and daughters of whom? Of the Supreme Father. So we are Sun Dynasty, we can become only when we this time receive the inheritance from Baba, because the kingdom or inheritance of the golden age or heavenly kingdom is established at this time by the Sun of Knowledge. So to become the child of the Sun of Knowledge will become the Sun Dynasty. And so, but also the heir child, worthy child, we are all children of Baba, and all become divine beings, Brahmins become deities. But still, what makes it number-wise? All are receiving the same inheritance, same time, the fortune maker Baba or the bestower. Today Baba is giving, he is known or praised as Data, means giver. What he gives, everyone is receiving. But the number or difference becomes to follow the second step, and that is Vidhata. Data means giver. And Vidhata means he gives the method to receive it, method to practice it, and that method is creating our fortune. Bhagya Vidhata. Bhagya means fortune. So in order to create our fortune for future, or reclaims our fortune by tuning with our faith and intoxication that I was the one who was from the Sun Dynasty clan. So it means that invoking that energy, faith in this. And Sun Dynasty, the kingdom in the Golden Age, is actually only one son, one daughter. Later on, the number increases, two sons, two daughters, or two sons, one daughter, that changes. And that Narayan, first son, one son, Krishna does not have his brothers. And so it's only one son. But he became one. Why not other could become one? And the secret is that the one who follows only one, God is one. One makes only number one. God is one. One is making everyone number one. For number one in number one birth, number one kingdom, number one dynasty. Otherwise, Baba says that everyone is number one. And so this is why this mantra of remember me and me alone. Mera to ek Shiv Baba, dusra na koi. Though God has created and has made a rosary, Mala Piroi, it is a very nice song. But in that, who become the bead number one, who follow number one, remember number one. And when one, not only just one, Baba says, remembering one, and when you remember only one, you win. You win the heart of Baba, because then your concentration, your faith is focused on one. Today Baba is reminding, just remember one word, one number, and in one there are many different aspects. Slogan, Baba always, Baba gives blessings. He also gives us titles. He gives us proverbs. And one is, Ek Bal, Ek Bharosa, is in Hindi. But in English, it's always translated generally, one strength, one support. In fact, Ek Bal means one strength, one power, and Bharosa means faith. Not strength. Bharosa means, kate, God thy will be done. Insha'Allah, in Christianity, it is said, thy will be done. In Muslim religion, Insha'Allah, God's desire, if God wish, I do. In Hindi, they say, Prabhu Ichha, God's wish. So, Baba says, it is not that I have desire, but I wish you. And not only I wish you, I will you. Because I give you willpower, what my desire is. You, all of you desire what I want. What I want you, I want to be divine being. I want you to be elevated. I want you to be double crown kings. But then, you also want this. But you need to have willpower. And willpower will come with not only just determination, but with faith in your own self and faith in Baba. Baba wills you all his properties, the children. He is willing us, but how much I have the willpower that I can actually claim that? How? One condition. By following only one. You get this kingdom only and having faith in one. And when faith is there, what it is? The intellect is focused. Nishche buddhi vijayanti. Faith in intellect become victorious. Not only just desire and you want or aim, but then it is faith and faithful. Not only faith, faithful. So, ek bal, ek bharosa, and when you have faith in me, and when you are loyal, both are important. Faithful and loyalty. It is because it is connected with intellect. Thoughts, good wishes, pure feeling, positive thinking, elevated thinking, that is connected with the mind. But decision, what your wish is connected with the intellect. And then the function of the intellect is to discriminate between right and wrong, or decide what your aim is, what you want to achieve. If the intellect is not loyal and it is wandering here and there, then fluctuating intellect, wandering intellect cannot focus on the aim properly. And when you are fluctuating, you cannot actually decide properly either. And so though your desire is to become, you want to become virtuous, you want to become victorious, you want to become benevolent, but then this focus on that becomes your right power of decision. It is just like the pair of scale or scale itself. Until the needle is moving, you cannot call it is balanced. And so when this moving, wandering intellect has a stop, focused, then your decision is clear. And so only when loyalty, faith and loyalty automatically brings that concentration and dedication. And when concentration and dedication is there, automatically you become free. God has also faith in you. Just like love begets love, faith also gets faith. Trust makes you trustworthy. Baba begins to see you that you are making yourself world worthy. And this way, his blessings, because you are obedient, you are following the dictates of only one. Faith in, of course, faith in knowledge, faith in drama, faith in time, faith in Brahman family, faith in self, These are actually the aspect of faith in one alone. When I have faith in Baba, I have faith in knowledge. When I have faith in knowledge, I have faith in drama. When I have faith in drama, whatever is happening, I don't have doubt. Intellect is not wandering. And this is called bharosa, means you completely have 100% faith that nothing is going to go wrong, because in drama everything is accurate. But you have faith in the ocean of knowledge first. And who is giving knowledge? God's knowledge is truth. So then I cannot actually, I would listen opinion of others. I would respect when we are, somebody is giving his advice. But then when connection is with Baba, you know what is right, what it is that I have to do. Another aspect is the soul is free from worry, free from fear I might do wrong, free from tension. And when the mind is totally free from worry, the catching power. Fear is not there, tension is not there. So intellect is plain, pure, and is able to get the catching Baba, touches the soul, you catch what it is there, and you are know that you become, Baba says, Be-fikar Badshah. Means, you become not carefree king, but you are free because Baba is taking care of you. You are not, it's not that you are careless. You are careful because there's so much faith, bharosa is there that God is taking care of you, me. And then so you follow ek mat, shi mat. You believe, intellect begins to understand properly. Shri Mat comes from only one elevated father. Ideas can be many, advice can be many, but then why in the golden age you don't need any advisor? Baba says in the golden age no advisor is needed, because your intellect has received advice of only one. And with this, automatically, your intellect becomes connected with Baba, and it becomes unity, union, connected, focused on Baba. Manmana bhav becomes natural mantra. And madhyaji bhav, because you are king already, you are not worrying, you are free from worry, and this sanskaras of royalty automatically makes you powerful. Natural authority of whatever you are doing, actions are righteous. And righteous kingdom, sat makes you sat. Truth makes you truth. Truth, power of truth is unshakable power. Then, one opinion, your intellect is also not mixing the opinion of human being, its absence of directions of human being. You listen directions, you respect it. But when decision is there, you are not impressed and influenced. Because most of the time, when we hear different opinions, our intellect also begin to go, this is right, that is right. You fluctuate. Doubt comes in. Do you have the opinion of your own mixture of manmat? Then it is not, you cannot have harmony, ek mat. Ek means following the direction of one. Mat is opinion. Mat is direction, mat is wisdom. And ek mat, Baba is saying, when you follow the direction of ek, you are ek mat. Means all of you are actually with one opinion. Follow one, and you, everyone's opinion will be one. They may be expressing in different ways. Their opinion is one. And so you are able to create one world, one kingdom. In this way the intellect becomes divine. And most important aspect of one is, in order to bring oneness in each other, first make sure that I have harmony within my own self. My mind, my intellect, and my personality are one. Thought, understanding, and action are one. Then we are able to become in one world, the new world, and get number one. In the rosary, we become number one. But today Baba is giving many different points. Time is short.